Thank you for calling Evercore. If you're calling on behalf of an Oxford member, press 1. An Aetna member, 2. A Horizon or Braven Health member, 3. A United Healthcare member, 4. For a Cigna member, 5. For all other health plans. At the end of your call today, there will be a short survey to provide us feedback regarding the last representative you spoke with. Your participation is greatly appreciated. If you are calling for a new prior authorization, a medical necessity review, or a notification, press 1. For status of an existing request or to speak with a customer service representative, press 2. To verify a patient or physician health plan ID, press 3. To engage in a physician-to-physician discussion, press 4. To repeat these options, press 9. If you have recently started a case, please be aware it may take up to 2 business days for your request to be processed. To track the status of your request, please use our online portal. For faster service, you can complete the entire clinical certification.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. This is Jessica M., intake representative. May I please have your first name and last name initial, please?
Hi, it's Max. Initially, it's Pease and Peter calling from doctor's office. I have a case numbers with me. We just want to check status. Can I go ahead?
I can assist you with your request. How many members are you checking the case status for?
5.
Thank you. Are all of the requests from the same practice, Max?
Right.
I'm assuming that's a yes to that question. Please provide your text ID number for your practice, Max.
112-419-534.
Thank you. You're going to hear moments of silence.
Sure.
Please provide the first case number.
Okay. 124-593-6897.
Thank you. Please verify the member's name, date of birth, and the ordering physician's name, please.
It's Martha Robin. Date of birth is April 17, 1958. Provider is Tarun Vasan.
Thank you. MRI of the breast bilateral, 77049 procedure code. Case created 825 of 2025. Mm-hmm. Clinicals have also been received. Please allow us time to review the clinical information that's been received. And please verify your diagnosis code that you are searching for.
It should be C Charlie 50.911 and C Charlie 50.912.
Charlie 5912, Charlie 5911.
Yeah.
I added on the diagnosis code of Charlie 50.911 to the case.
Do you have only one code, right?
Max, there was only one diagnosis code. I've added the second diagnosis code that you need, which is
yes,
Charlie 50.911, has been added to the case.
Got it. Thank you. Can we go ahead to the next patient?
Provide your next case number, please.
Yeah. 124-593-6483.
Thank you. Please verify the member's name, date of birth, and the physician's name.
Yeah. Member's name for this one is that Mildred Selenia Reyes Santos, 11/25/1968, Joseph U. Provider.
Thank you, Pet, with CT skull to met thigh, 78815, case created 825 of 2025. Your additional clinical information has been received regarding this case. Please allow us time to review the clinical information.
Can we go ahead for the next one?
Please always allow me time to document the cases.
Once you are ready, let me.
Please provide the next case number.
124-593-6298.
124-593-6298. Thank you. Please verify the member's name, date of birth, and the physician's name, please.
It's Ravita Tatum Novelt, date of birth, July 29, 1961. Craig Larson is the provider.
Thank you. MRI of the breast bilateral, 77049, case 38825 of 2025. The additional clinical information has been received regarding this case. Please allow us time to review the clinical information.
Thank you. Once you're ready, can we move to the
You're
next
welcome.
One?
Please provide the next case number.
Yes. Almost there. 124-593-5506.
Thank you. Please verify the member's name, date of birth, and the physician's name.
Yeah. Member's name, Fortis Alfonso McMore, date of birth, July 29, 1970. Provider's name is Raymond Cargi.
Thank you, CAT scan, abdomen, pelvis without contrast, 74176. Case created 825 of 2025. The additional clinical information has been received regarding this case. Please allow us time to review the clinical information that has been received.
And one last patient. Once you're ready.
Provide the case number, please.
124-593-7230.
Thank you. Please verify the member's name, date of birth, and the physician's name.
It's Lonnie Melton, April 1st, 1962.
You haven't verified the provider's name?
Yeah. It's Alexander Lippins.
Thank you. A PET with CT skull to mid thigh, 78815. Case created 825 of 2025. The additional clinical information has been received regarding this case. Please allow us time to review the clinical information that's been received. Max, is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yes. We just want to check for... One sec. I have one last patient that we want to talk with the nurse. Can you please transfer over there?
Provide the case number, please.
Yeah. Almost there. Just hold for one sec.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that case number is 124-593-7105.
Thank you. Please verify the member's name, date of birth, and the physician's name.
Oh, yes. Patient's name is that Horace Macrit, October
13, 1977. Please verify the physician's name.
Provider on this request, Triento Fellows, Fellows.
Thank you. CAT scan of thorax with contrast, 71260. CAT scan abdomen pelvis with contrast, 74177. Based on the clinical information provided, this request does not demonstrate a consistency with evidence-based clinical guidelines. A physician-to-physician discussion is required to complete the notification process. The ordering provider must call 866-889-8054, select option 3 to engage in a physician-to-physician discussion. Please ensure the physician has the case number when making this call. If a physician-to-physician discussion is not completed within 3 business days, the notification number request will be deemed expired. You must reinitiate the notification process. A peer-to-peer is needed for this request. I would not be able to connect you to a clinical reviewer. A physician-to-physician discussion is required for this case. Would you like to set up a peer-to-peer for this case?